I'll be talking about the Medicaid update. At the Planning Committee meeting, planning this conference, I resisted doing a Medicaid update because this conference, I know, involves a mixture of advanced elder law, sort of Medicaid-specific practitioners, and more general estate planning and probate and guardianship practitioners. I yielded to popular wishes to do one, but the way I've kind of synchronized that is to do what we usually do in the way of mostly Medicaid-specific updates, and also talk about, provide you updated forms, current forms for that we use in Medicaid practice that general estate planning practitioners can use, Lady Bird deeds, qualified income trusts and such, people who are willing to do some Medicaid-related work may find useful. So we are trying to accommodate everybody in this. So we'll be talking about, let's see, first we'll get on the first slide. Yeah, we'll be talking about major changes to long-term care that are being considered or have been recently considered by Congress. Now, most of what you've read in the press does not have to do with long-term care. Most of it has to do with the Affordable Care Act. It happens that they've tacked on changes to Medicaid, including changes to long-term care Medicaid, to the Affordable Care Act repeal and replace and such. And so that's why you hear both discussed at the same time. But I won't be talking about the Affordable Care Act part because it doesn't affect long-term care Medicaid.